Troy Coverdale again on In Focus this Friday morning, in for Brandon Peoples. Thomas Lane, the Dean of Students at Kansas State University, joining us this half hour. And we were talking a little while ago that graduations are taking place today, tomorrow, Sunday, out at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. But Thomas, are we starting to see somewhat of a return to normal on campus, or as best as we can see right now?
Well, I think that's probably part of the also contributing to the celebratory feeling, I think, that all of us on campus are feeling. Our plans right now is to have as close to normal of a fall semester as we can. And so that means classes that will be at their typical size, that will be in terms of more activities that we would traditionally think. For example, our Welcome Week activities are planning to go ahead and how they've traditionally been. You know, and we're thinking about, with regards to our Welcome Week activities, it's really important for us to know that we've now got really thinking about almost two entering classes, right? Classes. So we've got our new students coming in that have not experienced a traditional Welcome Week. But we also have this last freshman class as well, too, and transfer students that also didn't experience a traditional type of Welcome Week. And so as we think about our Welcome Week planning, we're really thinking about how do we reach those sophomores and transfer students who were here with us this year that didn't have that necessarily traditional K-State celebratory Welcome Week experience where in person that we want to have this fall semester.
We were talking with our niece last evening, in fact, and you're talking about a student there who came in as a freshman in 2019 or in 2020, mm-hmm. and had second semester scuttled because of the pandemic, and then an entire year this year that has been full of adjustment. She's looking forward to somewhat semblance of a normal year next year as a college student because it's not been there.
We'll want to get her, make sure that she gets to our pancake feed at the start of the academic year. So we'll hope that we'll see her there.
Very good. That being said, I know that a number of schools nationwide have put in the mandate mm-hmm. that students will have to be vaccinated before they can come back to campus. What's the discussion at right now at K-State on that?
Yeah, so our stance right now is that we are strongly encouraging students, faculty, and staff, and visitors to get vaccinated. We know that vaccinations is the key for us to have as close to normal of a fall semester and academic year as we can. We are not requiring it, as I know some other schools have done so. And really the big piece of that has been with the vaccination still staying within the emergency use category, that's certainly an important factor. We continue to have that discussion. We continue to monitor the situation. But as of right now, we are strongly encouraging all K-Staters to get vaccinated. And we've been doing some research in terms of what's the vaccination level of campus. And so we've been able to, as our best guess, you know, we've done about 7,318 vaccinations thus far on campus in Lafine. And we also know that there's lots of other folks that have been vaccinated maybe at Dillon's or in Riley County Health Clinics. And so our best guess of vaccination level of campus currently, so current campus, is about 60%, which is really, really positive, I think. Mm-hmm. I'd love to get that higher. We'll continue to strongly encourage and figure out creative ways to incentivize and message the importance of getting vaccinated. And our hope is that for those who are willing to get the vaccine, they'll do so. Because, again, that's going to be the key to success for us, I think.
One of the things, too, that stands out, having gotten my vaccine through Riley County, tip of the cap to fraternities, sororities, other student organizations that were helping the county health department through the processes of getting people vaccinated.
It has really taken a community effort. You know, I think about the partnership that occurred when we've done our mass vaccination clinics on campus. You know, Lafine working with the rec center to provide that space, our housing and dining folks coming out and helping with traffic flow in terms of getting people to go through what was really a really smooth process. I got vaccinated at the rec center when we did our mass vaccination clinic. I think my total time there was maybe about 20 to 30 minutes tops. It was just a great process. And that doesn't happen by accident. That takes volunteers. It takes people all coming together, working towards a common good. And so it was great to see.
As we look towards the fall, what are some things besides, of course, Welcome Week? But as we look towards the fall, what are some other things that are on the slate that we should keep our eyes open for?
Well, certainly, Welcome Week is a big one. I think we're looking forward to our K-State first book that we have for our students. I've got to get the title here. We're asking all of our students to read the Morrow Thieves, and it's, if you haven't had a chance to take a look at this national bestseller, it's by Sherry Dimelaine. And we're going to have lots of conversation about that book. Certainly, we're excited about in-person classes. I think the just having that activity that's going to happen on campus, it's going to make just a tremendous difference in terms of the feel of campus. I had a chance to go to a dinner at the Union the other night that had about 150 students there. And that was the first time in about 18 months that I had been in hearing that kind of noise in the Union and people just bringing the Union to life. And so I think that's one of the most important things that I'm looking forward to is just the sense of people on campus, students and energy on campus, hearing the band practice on campus. I mean, it's just, I'm so excited about August. I got into this work. I've been working in higher ed for about 28 years now. And I did not get into this work to visit with students over Zoom. And so it's I'm excited about the face-to-face opportunities and the events that we're going to have throughout the year to just build that sense of K-State community that's so important.
I think so many of us are right there with you in terms of the amount of energy that we are so used to in our daily interactions that have been swept aside here for the time being. Thomas, thank you very much. Appreciate the conversation today and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you so much for the invitation. It's been great to visit with you.
Again, Thomas Lane, one of the VPs at K-State and the Dean of Students, joining us this morning here on In Focus. Brandon will be back in on Monday, after taking the weekend, of course, to celebrate his wife's graduation today with a master's in education.
Elementary education.
That's going to be a big change for them, by the way. That now she's going to be teaching, and it will be interesting to see how they get to adjust schedules accordingly.
Yeah, we all do. Troy, thanks for filling in for Brandon. Good, nice work this morning.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.